Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 298. Today is Saturday, June 4th, 2022. Or if you're in Aussie land or the other parts of the world, it is Sunday, June 5th. Because that's how we roll over here. I am your host, Lita. Joining me this week as my co-host is the Naughting Shark herself, Chris. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we are super excited to have a guest this week. He has been very busy leveling toons, which is fantastic. Welcome back to Tiber. Hi, Tiber.
Hi, Tiber.
Hiya.
Thanks for joining us this week. We appreciate it. I know you've been busy. You've leveled 3 pacifists?
Yes, 3.
3 pacifists, guys, 2 max, which is fantastic. So we're going to get into having a little chat with Tiber and find out, for those that might not know him, find out a little bit about him, find out what he's been up to with the challenges, with all the things. But first off, I just want to say thank you. Welcome, chat room. Thanks for hanging out with us. I see we've got quite a few familiar faces here. Nisi, Fez here, Taco's here, Dave, Zep's here, so Zaya, guys, thanks for coming over and hanging out with us. I do appreciate that, giving some time, which is great. Also want to say apologies from me. I have the flu, so I'm going to try very hard not to cough and mute myself, so just full disclosure, if something happens and I need to step away for a moment, that you're not like what's happened, but yeah, so as I then cough anyway.
You were just giving them an example.
Exactly. And then anyway, I'm gonna ask Tiber the question so he can talk. That's probably the best thing. There are a lot of people that may not know Tiber or have heard of him. We've known Tiber for quite a few years. I've even met Tiber in real life when I went to the States back in 2018. And we got to share a hug and we got to share coffee and meals and some great times at BlizzCon back then. So Tiber and I do go way back, which is fantastic. But for those that might not know of you, Tiber, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself, the player behind the characters?
Sure. I guess I'm retired, which kind of makes me unusual among WoW players. I live a few hours north of Chicago, just to give you a location. Started playing WoW shortly after the launch of Burning Crusade and turned into Altaholic almost immediately. I don't think I got my first max level character until Wrath of the Lich King.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And just an extra question. When do you think that you jumped onto the WoW challenges scope of leveling? How long ago would that have been?
It's tough. I tried it a little bit when it first came out before Stone, but I got killed right away twice and mm-hmm. dropped it until Stone revived it then later on.
Mm-hmm. So basically you've been around for a while. You've been playing WoW for quite some time.
Yeah, not very successfully until recently.
Excellent. All right, Chris, what else have we got?
Well, if it makes you feel any better, Tiber, Lita and I discuss daily the fact that we wish we were retired. So we would be there with you if we could. What challenges are you currently focused on, and why are you looking at, like, a specific class and race?
Now that I got my pacifist leveled, I'm mainly focusing on my Ironman challenges. I'd like to get a 60 in Ironman. I have a Draenei Paladin that's almost 58, and I got a newer one, a Dwarven Rogue, that I just got to level 25.
Nice.
Very nice.
And again, guys, Tiber has leveled 3 pacifists this expansion, in the Shadowlands expansion, which is, again, you know, is fantastic. Pacifists are limited in what they can do because they can't go out and kill. There's, you know, so you've got to be a little bit crafty in what you do for a pacifist. That's for certain. What's been your fondest challenge memory, Tiber?
Well, when last September, when I got Sappy Boy to level 60, that's my first max level challenger, you know, after many years of trying and many failures. And that was, I felt really good to finally get there.
Understand that. That it is a wonderful feeling, isn't it? When you do accomplish that, which is fantastic. And to do it on a pacifist is even more, which is great. Is there any challenge, just throw in a couple extras, is there any challenge that you have not done? Like, we obviously have quite a few challenges in what we've got. What have we got? Like 6 solo, 3 teams, even though teams aren't working at the moment, but in the solo ones, is there anything that you've not tried?
No, although I've probably done Bloodthirsty the least.
Mm-hmm.
I think now after the level squish or whatever, I have a Bloodthirsty that's like level 8, so it must have been around 16 or so. But yeah, of all the challenges, I don't know, that one is hardest for me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Chris, next question, please.
First, can I compliment you on the name Sappy Boy? Because, and me and all about names, love the name. How has, especially as I was one of the ones who did Alpha and Beta for Shadowlands Challenge Tunes, how has leveling your Challenge Tunes been in Shadowlands for you?
Well, it's gone well. You know, if you remember, though, there was a time when, like, the profession quests and the quests for holiday events were not giving experience in Shadowlands, or, you know, in the Shadowlands expansion. And I think that changed towards the end of the Fire Festival last year. At least that's when I noticed it.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, I've done well, you know, especially with pacifists. It's funny, though, even with the Ironman in 58, I've never actually taken a challenge character in the Shadowlands yet.
Interesting.
I think as far overall, the one thing about Shadowlands is that leveling a 60, it seems, feels a lot easier than getting to 120.
Yes, it really is a different feeling. Like, we understand why they had to squish everything, why they reduced the levels, because, I mean, if we'd kept going, like, we would be, what, 130? The next expansion with Dragonflight would be to 140. Like, that's a lot of levels. So,
you know, originally they kind of made it sound like it was going to be less numbers of levels, but it was going to take the same time. But I don't really feel that's true.
I must admit, I would agree. I mean, my little iron, I'm not far in, but I haven't played her a huge lot. And I feel like she's at a further point than, you know, before Shadowlands, like if I'd been playing in sort of BFA or previous, like she'd probably only be level 10. So I get that. As we know, which is always a rough thing with our challenge toons, that quite often things like death of toons, it happens. Like as soon as there's a death, you're done with whatever challenge toon, with that, whichever challenge that you're doing. Unless, of course, you're playing tin, where deaths are allowed. But for you, what's been one of your worst or most embarrassing deaths as a challenge toon?
Well, I think one of the worst things I did was, I think it was the 2020 Midsummer Fire Festival. Right when it started, my Iron Man challenger got killed over in Desolus. He got overwhelmed by the cultists when I was doing the quest out there. And so I didn't want to, you know, miss all that experience for the event. So I rolled a new one and I leveled him really aggressively. And towards the end of the fire festival, he got out there in Desolus and got killed by those same cultists.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Yeah, making the same mistake twice is one of the things that bugs me the worst.
That's rough. Understand, totally fantastic, you know, when we've got these world events that quite often are very good for challenge toons, obviously not for bloodthirsties. Again, no love for the bloods. But for most other of the challenge, you know, the challenges, having these extra world events is great. So the fact that you got back, right back on the horse, went out, leveled another toon is wonderful. And Desolus is, it's a rough place. It's a very rough place. So I'm sorry you've lost two toons over there. But well done for keep going, which is, you know, which is tremendous. We love that. Okay. What else do we have, Chris?
Well, you know, in that he does re-roll and just get back on the horse. Even if it's a dead horse, it's still a horse. You've been doing this for a long time. So from your perspective, what advice would you give to anyone wanting to try a challenge toon? Do you have any tips or tricks?
I think I'd say a good thing to try if you're new to it would be to try Green Man or Working Man challenges first, just because they're both fun challenges. They're not as tough as Iron Man or Bloodthirsty, but it gives you a chance to get some early success and get you used to playing with the type of rule restrictions you get when you're playing as a challenge character.
Absolutely.
And, good advice.
You know, we are very fortunate that we have got six quite different challenges that people can, you know, go into. Obviously, Green Man is very similar in into Iron and that kind of thing. But, you know, we have got a variety of challenges that anyone who wants to give those things a go certainly can try that. So thank you. Thank you for sharing. And again, congratulations. Three pacifists leveled to max in Shadowlands, which is amazing. Like, you're nearly catching Fair.
I was going to say, Fair?
What did she have?
She's got a few. I'd say Fair. How many pacifists have you leveled this expansion? I don't think it's double numbers, but I'm gonna have to say to be maybe 8 or 9. Could be.
How's this? Fair is the queen of pacifists, but Tiber has joined her royal court.
That's it.
That's it. All right.
Absolutely. So again, congratulations. It's just amazing what you've done, and we're just so pleased that we've got you here today to have a chat and share that experience. All right, how has your week been, Tiber? This week, we know everyone gets very busy, and I'd like to know, what have you been up to in game?
Well, in WoW, I've been all over the place, which is pretty normal for me. I got, like I say, the new Iron Man's up to level 25. Mm-hmm. Got my Working Man up to level 17. I haven't had one of those before, and now that I got the pacifist done, I wanted to try one out. Mm-hmm. And I got a new pacifist up to level 18, just because I couldn't stay away, I guess. was also able to play WoW Classic Burning Crusade a bit this week. Put two levels on that character. Really amazing how much different Classic is from Modern WoW. You know, even though I started there, it's so much I forgot about how things were back then. Way more changes than I remember. And this Thursday, I'm in a Mythic Plus dungeon group, and we ran in time two 10 plus dungeons, which is pretty good for us. One was a dungeon I didn't have a score for, so it really boosted my Mythic rating this week. Should be later tonight, we should be running more Mythic dungeons, or if we get enough guildies on, we'll try and kill a couple of regular bosses in the raid. That's usually how my week goes, though.
Nice. Very busy. That's awesome. And I must admit, I have not been over onto WoW Classic myself in some time. I feel like I'm flat out getting just into WoW during the week. But yeah, the differences, I need to pop back in to see, because obviously there's made some changes. But yeah, it's
really
great.
Interested when they talked about the Wrath. Mm-hmm. I wanted to get a Burning Crusade character ready for that.
Nice. Yeah, there's lots going on. Like, it's great. It's really great that we have so much, I guess, choice to do things, which is great. Dave says, what guild and server?
Well, I'll tell you later.
Exactly. you'll have to message him. All right, well, thank you for that, and good luck with your Mythic dungeon groups. I hope everything goes with that, and with your raiding, and also with your irons, your working man, and also your pacifist. You are very busy, which is fantastic. Chris, what have you been up to? Anything?
Work. I'm still not pulling out any of my tunes until my internet stops being Aussie. So everything for me was just in retail. Got Halloween to 80. I think it's my 15th. Wait. Yeah, we're 80, right? What level did we get to?
60.
60. Oh my God. Too much Wrath talk. Got Halloween to 60, not 80. I jumped forward a couple of expansions. Come join me in the future, everybody. It's really cool. we went and we did the new stuff on Friday, the Dark Iron quest line, and got my Dark Ranger stuff.
Nice.
And I'm kicking myself because I would love to have that Blood Elf Paladin gear. Mm-hmm. And the very first tune I ever took to max, first tune I ever made was a druid. Second tune I ever made was a Blood Elf Paladin named Chris, because I had no idea that, you know, I'd actually want something kind of like my Twitch name. Why is my Twitch name Chris? Oh God, hindsight. She was a Blood Elf Paladin for what, 12, 14, 16, something like that years. Now she's human, and I am kicking myself for making her human, because I could have that armor. And nope, she is a little human on the wrong side. And So I may actually have to level a Blood Elf Paladin. We'll see.
Well,
because I don't have 58,000 tunes.
Yeah. What are you going to call it?
I don't know. I have a plethora of names. I already have my name. So for dragons, I have the name Dragons. So I've already got my dragon name.
Of
which
course
is
you
Dragons.
Do. Of course you do. Is it proper spelling?
It is. And D got invoke and invoke spelled both ways.
What?
So he's ready. I'm ready. Give me my dragons.
That's amazing. That's how I just honestly, you have got the most amazing luck with getting your two names. Like that's just awesome. That's awesome.
I'm so ready.
Yes, yes. That's planning ahead. Fair says. Yep. Dave says Chrissy. With an S and
yeah,
a Y.
Yeah, and it was spelled Khrys. You know, I had no idea I was going to actually be known as my name for the rest of my life. So, big surprise, my real name is Chris.
It is funny to think back of picking a character name back in when I settled on Lita. That was it. And then it's become my online name for, 18 years, so I get it. I get it. All right, so I did get to level Iron Lita, so she is my undead warlock over on Wormrest, and I made it to 25. I didn't die, which is really good. I did manage to get a stream done after the show last week, which was nice. Voidy, I tell ya, at those levels, I don't know, Voidy is squishy as
scary.
Hell. It is really, really squishy. Like, it's like I can probably fight two mobs before I have to resummon Voidy. Sometimes, no. It's a matter of fight one. It's no use, like, doing health funnel, because then it's draining you. So resummon.
Oh, yeah, just start summoning when he's like half dead. Get your new Voidy.
Yeah. So, you know, and Fel Domination is only, I think it's 2-minute cooldown. So it's not bad, but I try and use that one when I'm fighting. Because, you know, there's times, it's a little struggle. But yeah, it's just really interesting that you would like the difference between, we've all played hunters with pets. A hunter with a pet seems a little stronger than the warlock with
Voidy. Oh, by far.
Yeah. Which again, still blows my mind, because Voidy to me has always been one of the strongest ones with a challenge tune. You know, when I first started playing challenge tunes, what did I make? Undead Warlock. That was my very, very first challenge tune. And, you know, you could pretty much send Voidy into like a pack of three or four and heal it and, you know, and not be come out feeling like, I need to run. But, yeah, it is definitely interesting, the difference. I've noticed that. But she's going, okay, I've taken her over to, I did some questing in the Hinterlands. I'm being very picky choosy where I'm going. So I'm kind of jumping zones. I'm not staying. I'm so used to leveling a challenge tune and just going to the zones. I don't know if you guys find this. Go to the zone. Do as much in the zone as you possibly could. Used to be my old iron, like, mantra of go there, pick up the quest, see what I can do, drop the ones that I know I can't do. Whereas now I kind of go to the zone, see what grindy quests. I like my grindy quests. You know, go kill 20 turtles, go get 12 of this, go get 12 of that. Look at what's available in the zone that I pick up, discard anything I don't want to do, and kind of jump around, which I'm not used to doing, but so far it's not too bad. So we will see. It's a little against what I'm used to because I'm kind of being a completionist as versus totally non-completionist from the beginning.
Completionist.
Yeah, so it's very different because I'm used to kind of doing that whole zones. How do you guys find it? Is that something either of you guys are completionists in zones?
I kind of do it that way just out of habit from the old leveling path.
Yep. Yeah, what about you, Chris?
What was my challenge, Dunes?
Yeah.
Never, ever, 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 ever better safe than dead. In real life, like in regular questing, oh yes, everything. And no, we got to do them all, especially if it's lore. But because I started with pacifist, no, better safe than dead.
Yep,
always.
Yep, that's exactly true. So yeah, so it's very different. It's a very different mindset for doing iron now as well, which is, not a bad thing. It's just getting my brain around it. Like pacifist has just been my kind of go-to for the last couple of years. So there's not, you know, go pick herbs, mine, do your cooking, do your fishing, do that. So you're very limited and you can kind of find, there's not too much change to doing that on a pacifist. But for me now playing the iron, it's very different to the iron that I played a couple of maybe as an expansion or so ago. It's just, yeah, so it's just getting into the brain, all of that, which is again, it's just very interesting, very intriguing on my part. Not a bad thing. It's just, you know, mindset, getting the mind around it, which is good. All right. Okay. What have we got? Where's my little bumper? Let's do this one.
Breaking down news from the world of Warcraft.
All right, so we have got our congratulations to Zypelli on becoming our 20th Shadowlands Pacifist Challenge champion. 20 pacifists. Guys, amazing. Well done.
Passies.
It blows my mind. Here we go. Where's my little, hang on. Little congratulations again. You guys blow my mind with the amount of challenge tunes we've hit max for Shadowlands so far. It's fantastic, wonderful. Also on Tuesday, Shadowlands 9.2.5 dropped. We have got, if you've not checked it out, we have got, I've got the link. I'm going to throw that in the chat room now. The link will be in the show notes for the blog post. Again, go head over to the worldofwarcraft.com website. It's all there that you can check out to see the changes. Anything that you guys have found logging in since the patch went live that really kind of blew your mind?
All of it. Love the lore, love the quest, love everything. I think they did a really good job.
Excellent. Tiber?
I haven't really run into much of this. Probably the levels and the areas I've been playing.
Understand. Excellent. All right. Don't forget, also, Dark Moon Fair is back today for me, later this afternoon. Yay! Very excited. Dark Moon Fair is running from the 5th to the 11th. Again, if you want to start a new challenge tune, now is a wonderful way once Dark Moon Fair starts. Obviously not for Bloods. Sorry, Bloods. No love there. But for the others, you know, go and get yourself, pick up the quest, go and get yourself some tickets, and you can sell those tickets back and get yourself a bag. Dark Moon Fair storage, and also for where have we got that? Thank you, Nisi. Also get yourself some gold, which is a wonderful way to start off a little challenge tune to give you a little bit of leeway in being able to buy, you know, if you need to go buy some clothes from the vendor, etc. So Dark Moon Fair is there. That will be today or this week. Also, Thousand Boat Bash is from the 6th to the 8th of June. I meant to ask
that Nisi. Is one of my favorite things in game. I love that thing.
You like that one? I haven't been there for there for
every
ages.
Every year I go down there and I do it.
Nice. Nice. Excellent. So, again, you know, it's one of those things that check out. Nisi, are we doing a write-up on that one? Fair loves the boat festival as well. But, yeah, normally if we've got a write-up, Nisi will have that write-up on the website. We don't normally, since it's micro. Okay, cool. Sorry, brain is a bit foggy. But yeah, if that's something that you want to do, Fair loves it as well. I haven't been there for a few years, so check that out. Also, just wanted to make mention that we had a question that came through about doing world bosses, and I wanted to let you know that I've changed the rule in every single solo challenge to read that no dungeons, raids, world bosses, arenas, or battlegrounds are allowed. World bosses count as a dungeon. So even if you go and do a world boss, the stance is going to count it as a dungeon kill. So I've added that into all of them to read right across. So because there was a question asked on that, so just letting you know that I've updated every rule for the solo challenges. So your irons, bloods, passies, working, green, tin, etc. To include that. Okay, Dave says he's planning breakfast at the Dark Moon Fair. How about a mushroom and jalapeno omelet sandwich and waffles? Mushroom sounds okay.
Waffles, please.
Waffles sounds okay. Jalapeno, not so much. Make me sick.
I'm allergic to jalapenos, but waffles, yes, please.
Omelet, mushroom omelet would be okay. I'd be okay with that. All right. Also, just wanted to remind you guys that Dragonflight Alpha beta testing, if you're interested in, do it, like if you get invites, you're going to go out and want to do some testing challenge tune wise, please reach out to us. I've got a Google Doc that people will get access to, so as you're playing, you can put, you know, things that you find interesting, things so we can, you know, discuss what's happening with any changes to challenges, anything that's happening with the new stuff coming in. So please let me know if that is something that you'd like to do, so we can add you into the crew that will be doing, that's going to be testing when that happens. Also, just a reminder, we've got two more shows. It'll be show 30. It's show 30.
You missed a zero, baby.
It's already
been... you don't feel good.
it's been a morning. We're at show 30, guys. Excellent. Show 300. So it's... I'm hoping it should be June 25th for show 300. So if you've got any tips, jokes, puns, if you want to pop in and say hi during the show, let me know so I can organize access to, you know, just want to pop in and say hi, then let me know for that. Send a email to me at podcast@wildchallenges.com or contact through the mods on Discord, myself, Twitter, whichever. All right. Also, there will be no show next week. So that's why the 300 show should be the 25th of June. So we've got an anniversary next week, so I'm taking that off, which will be lovely. State of the challenges. All right, let us see how leveling has been this week. So, Tiber, do you want to do the irons, please?
Certainly. At 10th on irons, we have Kevin E. Iron or Kevin Iron, level 26. 9 is Iron Pal, level 28. 8 is Demira, level 28. 7 is Garo, level 30. 6 is Bonds of Steel, 31 Red Flag for Talents. 5th is Edmund, 32. 4th is The Arbiter, level 33. 3rd is Faunessa, level 42. 2nd is Neva, level 50. And 1st is Crate, level 60 and RIP. Which is, that's too bad. And thanks very much for the help there, Niecy.
Absolutely. Niecy, you're my hero for the phonetics.
Thank you. We do appreciate that. All right, Bloods, what have we got? Chris, please.
You can tell Niecy speaks perfect taco. Bloods, at number 10, we have Fault of Taco, level 23. At number 9, we have Killer K at 25. Number 8, we have Boars Must Die. Level 27, Red Flag for Talents. Ouch. Number 7, Death Taco. Love that name. Death Taco. Oh no, Taco! Level 36, RIP. Number 6, Zaya Bingra? Sorry, Zaya, if I killed that. Level 38. Number 4, Troll Your Soul. Great name. 39. Number 4, ooh, this sounds like a me name. Misfit at 46. Number 3, Tidal Soul at 47. Number 2 is Soul Glaive at 51. And number 1 is Soul Survivor at 57.
Excellent. And definitely Australian internet is kicking in there. So hopefully that came out. It came out okay, but yeah, it's poor Chris's internet is deciding to be like mine. Pacifist, what have we got, Tiber?
All right, at 10th for Pacifist, we have Pacifist, level 15. We have Peaceable, level 18. We have at 8, Dorkar, lost to the level 20, and then it says lost to the Nether.
Yep.
That means yep. Maybe deleted.
It's probably, yeah, something clocked out.
At 7, we have Tachiona, level 21. At number 6, we have Vargas, level 28. 5th, we have Two Flowers, level 28, and RIP. That's too bad. 4th, we have Redoxy, level 35. 3rd is Kaylee, level 41. 2nd is Farah, level 58. And 1st is Zaya Pally, level 60, and 20th Shadowlands champion.
Nice. Well done, Zaire, on that. Okay. Chris, what do we got? Maybe. She... Hello. Her net might be playing up. All right, I'll do this one. So tins, there was none this week. Greens, we have got Bragnog at 30 for our two. We had two greens this week. And Niazu at 36. So, yep. Green flag, there was a glitch. Okay. Excellent. So they're properly flagged. Well done. Working man. What have we got, Tiber?
Working man. Third place, we have Niracy, level 12. We have second is Tiber at level 17. Third is Soul Blister, or excuse me, backwards counting here. First is Soul Blister at level 40.
Nice. Excellent. Well done. Commiserations. We had quite a few RIPs flags this week, it looks like it. So commiserations to everyone that lost tunes this week. Again, a wonderful job, Zaya, on getting your passy, a 20th passy for Shadowlands. Amazing. Well done. And to everyone else, thank you for leveling. It's so good to see the state of the challenges and everyone's busy leveling. So well done. Here we go. Let's do a little. Oh, hang on. Chris has dropped. Hang on. Tyra, I'm just going to put your photo up until Chris comes up. There we go. Lucky I was prepared. Whee! Well done. Okay. Let us do this one.
Hey, yo, it's Chit Chat.
It's our favorite goblin. I still love that. That's good.
It's Zorksmith this week, too.
Is it?
You got a year old.
Oh, yeah. Yes, of course. Happy birthday. as well, yes. A year older. Wonderful. He's still plugging along. I spoke to him a week or so ago. So yeah, he's getting there slowly, which is good. Tiber. Tiber's stolen joke of the week. What have we got?
Okay. My fault for having to read this one. A clumsy paleontologist walked on a stage with a dinosaur skull. What happens next is jaw dropping.
Uh-huh. Nice. Thank you. Thank you for that. I did kind of wonder where that was going to go. So, and yeah, I must admit, I had not heard that one either. Chris is back. Hello.
Hi. Sorry.
Hi. Hello. Welcome back. That's good timing, because guess what? You're up for your joke this week.
Yay! I thought I was gonna miss my joke. I was so sad. Guys, this is totally worth it. Are you ready? What does a shark like to eat with peanut butter? Jellyfish.
Of course. I had
it to. Made me north.
Yes. Oh, that's good. That's good, because, yeah, I had to get a shark one.
Come on, guys, it's a shark joke. It's cute.
Exactly. And, you know, I've kind of run out of trying to find wow jokes and puns, because there are a lot of very offensive stuff that I'm not going to put in. So every time I kind of go looking for some wow ones. So I figured, well, we'll throw in some other, you know, related, and Chris is a naughty shark.
Oh, we can do shark jokes for days.
So shark jokes, exactly. There was some that I was like, yeah, but that was cute. So yeah. And then, of course, I got myself a coffee joke, because what else would I have? So my joke, here we go. Where do birds go for coffee? To the Nest Cafe.
So good.
It was so cute. I had not heard that one. I thought it was cute. All right. Dave says, restart the show. I'm now home watching on the computer. Sorry, Dave. All right. Chris, can you take the next, please?
Well, we can certainly try. Let's see whether or not you guys... I'm sure Zepp was at home cringing because he knows that sound when it starts going out. That, like, 2 minutes later, I'm going to lose internet. So he's probably like, oh.
Oops.
So let's try it. If I get robotic, I'm losing it again.
Mm-hmm.
From Iron Brew on the forums. I know dungeon bosses are out for Iron Man characters. Are world bosses okay? I was thinking I might add some of my higher level Iron Man characters to the entourage, killing Galleon and Shaw for those mounts that are still eluding me after years of killing them. An over 50 Iron Man would be safe, as there is usually a crowd and the bosses go down pretty quick. But Zaya's answer is, since world bosses were supposed to be killed by a raid group, and some of them still are, they do count as raid bosses, so no go for challengers.
Exactly. And this is why I added that into that specific rule, which is mostly about a rule. If you check under the rules, it'll either be a rule 8 on most of the challenge tunes, or it could be a 7 or a 6, a 7 or a 9, depending on which challenge. But most of them were about at the rule 8 mark to add that in. So they do, stats wise, they do count, which means if you get flagged for that, you're done. So as much as it's like you want to take your challenge tune out to get maybe some XP, etc., personally, I don't think it's worth it. I know Zaya had said he took out a 60 and just auto... What did he say? I think he said he auto, like, just auto attacked it on a scout or something and was able to kill it successfully. But yeah, since it is counting as a raid boss, as a dungeon, it's no good. Auto attack. Yeah, so he says all he did was auto attack it and he was able to kill it. He barely got any damage, but again, it's going to flag you. And personally, I wouldn't even want to subject putting a tune at that level. You've put in 50 plus levels on your challenge tune. Why would you want to jeopardize getting that tune flagged through that? So so yeah, that's why it was I had to add that in. But again, great question. I always thought that was the reason, but it's good to have the clarification on that. So thank you for doing the testing, Zaya, and again for the question from Iron Brew. So thank you for that. All right. Well, I think, excuse me, I think we are all done. So we might do the thank yous to our Iron Elite. Tybar, you can have read them for me this week, please.
Of course. Thank you to all the Iron Elites. That includes Aleandris, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris W, Lauren Mar, Lita, Mach, Mr. Bright 01, Mrs. Rock Guru, Nisi, Rude, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber, according to Carrie Banks, Winema, and Zaya.
Thank you. I do miss that. I cannot get a deep enough on that second Tiber. to be able to
get close to what she does.
It is wonderful. Also, just want to say again to the wonderful team that we have, the mods, all the things that you guys do to help myself and Stir out. Thank you very much. Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, Zaya. You are gems, honestly. So thank you for that. To our wonderful Code Wardens, Zaya, Rudd, Nap in particular, for the work that you've done getting things moving with the website. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Zaya is constantly sorting through things. So again, we appreciate that so much. She's doing a wonderful job with that. So thank you to everyone hanging out here on the stream. Thanks for joining us this week. We appreciate giving of some of your time to come hang out and to hang out with Tiber, Chris, and myself. So thank you to anyone listening at home. Thank you very much. We do appreciate it. So I will be back in 2 weeks. So that will be Saturday, June 18th at 7 p.m. Eastern. No show next week. Thank you, Tiber, for joining Chris and myself. Can you please tell everyone where they can find you or get in contact with you, please? Did you mute yourself?
Thank you. Yeah, going down the list here on Twitch on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Central, you can find me playing Who's the Jedi Spy in SWTOR with the casual group on Turwinkle's, which is J-Palm 316's Twitch channel. And if you want to reach me at all, you probably best bet is to use Twitter, where I am Tiber_WOW.
Nice. Thank you, absolutely. And we need to catch up with Turwinkle. It feels like so long since I've heard John's voice. I really need to. Time zones may certainly make things crazy, but it's good that the casuals are still going full swing ahead, which is wonderful. Don't forget where you can find us over on the wildchallenges.com website. All the information for all the things like our Discord channel, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, it's all there. You can listen to us on places like Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. And don't forget, if you have got anything that you would like to send in, whether that is a question, whether that is jokes, puns, if you want to come on, pop in for the 300th show, please send me an email, podcast@wildchallenges.com. Chris, where can we find you? No, she muted. She's, I'd say internet. Where you can find, where you can find Chris? Discord. Paradin's Discord, Wild Challenges Discord. Chris W is pretty much the her on Twitter. It's Chris W is her handle. I guess she might be back. She might not be. Anyway, silly Aussie internet for that at the moment. Don't forget, you can find me on all the things. Pretty much Leta, L-E-E-T-A. Leta Wow is most of my handles. I have got a link tree if you want to find all the things and the stuff, but I am here, there, and everywhere. All right. Is Chris back? No? No. All right. Okay, a big thank you to Mr. Bright 01 for our intro. We love it. You can check him out. He is on Discord as Mr. Bright 01, and we appreciate his amazing talents because we love that intro. Also, a huge thank you to my husband, Execute, for helping me with the outro again, we are very lucky to have so many talented people around to help with these things. So thank you to him for helping me with that, which you will hear in a moment. And Chris has gone. Hang on. Let me just put Tiber. Okay. I'm just putting your picture up, Tiber. She might be back. She might not be. We'll see. Silly internet. All right. I think we've covered everything. Anything you want to add, Tiber, before we go?
No, I think it's been a good show.
Excellent. All right. Well, we're going to sign off. So, again, Tiber, thank you so much for being here this week. It's so lovely to catch up with you. Thank you, chat room, for hanging out. No thank you to Chris's internet for being Aussie. We don't like that, but hopefully she might be back shortly. But please just remember, stay safe wherever you are, both in and out of game. We will be back in 2 weeks' time. So remember, I won't be here next week. Thanks for hanging out, guys. Have a great couple weeks. And we will catch you then. All right.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.